Okay, everybody, let's talk about life. Life still sucks. Bahaha. Not really, but had court the other day, and upon court, we had to do mediation, and upon mediation, they agreed to let the kids come home, but this whole month, they're starting with overnights, and we have to have something called home-based intervention come, and they're supposed to teach us parenting skills, like how to keep the kids on routine and stuff like that. So that's interesting. I did find out yesterday that they want me to do a 90-day program, which was not what we agreed on in court. So I'm interested to see how that goes with my lawyer. But by September 4th, if all goes well, they get to come home. Woo! I'm excited. I am not excited that I have to say that I have to cancel my trip to California, but, right now I'd rather have my kids back than delay it any further. So, no California, but kids are coming home by September 4th. So, that's exciting. Also to add, I will be doing the schooling for the kids. They decided to start the first quarter of school out online. So, my mom decided that she wasn't going to do school at all. And so the kids wouldn't be doing school at all. So I volunteered to do school with the kids. So school with the kids is going to be with me, and the school's giving out iPads for kindergarten, first, and second grade, and then laptops for the older kids. And I'm supposed to be contacted sometimes this week with the information for school, and then school starts on the 24th. So that should be interesting, especially since my son does not like school at all. But in his situation, I am getting IEP testing done on him to see if he needs a special education, because he can't read and he's supposed to be in the third grade, but I made the choice to hold him back into second grade so he had that time to really, learn how to read, because that's something that you need to do to finish school. So we're doing that, and he's going to be hybrid, so they're going to do half in school for him and half at home, because he needs that extra help learning to read. His problem mainly is he doesn't want to read. He doesn't like school because he gets picked on. So, it's kind of hard for him to show that extra enthusiasm when it comes to school. It kind of sucks because, you know, you don't want to see your kid picked on, but there's not really anything you can do about it. I mean, I can't go to school and be like, hey kid, you know, quit fucking with my kid, because obviously that's not a nice adult thing to do. And I can't go up to their parents and be like, hey, you tell your fucking kid to leave my kid alone, because again, you know, obviously that's conflict within the school, and threatening somebody's mom is not going to do me good anyways. And besides the fact that I am like freaking small, I would get my ass whooped, assuming, you know, whoever's parent is like that. So that's Jasper's deal with school. Safira really loves school. She's really sad that she doesn't get her preschool teacher again this year. Hopefully she does pretty good in kindergarten. I'm not quite sure how that's gonna go, because her attention span is not very good. None of us were really excited about teaching the kids at home, because they have a hard time paying attention. it's different when you send them to school and you have a stranger telling you to sit down and do your work versus mom being like, hey, could you sit down and do your work? And they're like, no. So, yeah, I guess I'll find out how that goes soon. So, in other news, today, tomorrow, and Friday, we're gonna do a yard sale at home. On the weekends, we go to the flea market and sell stuff, but we have a lot of stuff at home that we need to get rid of too, and that we can't take to the flea market because we have way too much crap out there that nobody wants to buy. So, today we're gonna, after Jesse gets out of therapy here at 10, we're going to drive to the flea market, grab some of our tables, and we're going to set up at home and see what we can sell here. I have a whole bunch of Dot Dot Smile dresses I need to get rid of that Safira does not wear anymore. We have a bunch of toys that need to go. I have a whole bunch of LuLaRoe that I need to get rid of. I just don't wear my leggings anymore. I have a few favorite pairs that I wear to yoga, but that's about it. I went back to wearing jeans, and it was a wonderful feeling. And I went back to wearing shirts that fit me and aren't loose. So there's that. I'm going to sell a whole shitload of my craft stuff. I have so much craft stuff. It's ridiculous. I don't know how I got so much, but I have way too much, and it's going to go. And then kids' clothes. We have so many kids' clothes. I'm getting rid of those too. Some of them are going to go in the garbage because they're ruined, and some of them can just go to Goodwill after the fact that we tried to get rid of them here. I have a lot of crap, so today's going to be fun, tomorrow's going to be fun, Friday's going to be fun, 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 fun. In other Alex life, not a lot is going on. I'm still going to therapy. Yesterday we did yoga at Monument Valley Park, and that was interesting. At first it was like, oh my god, people are staring at me, my butt's in the air, what the fuck. Like, it was really odd to think about people watching us do our yoga. So that it was really odd, but then after a while I was like, why do I care? Like, if somebody wants to stare at my ass, go ahead, get a good look, because that's the best look you're gonna get for a while. Like, look at my ass. Some of the other ladies in my group were still, like, you know, nervous about it. But I was like, fuck them. Like, if people want to stare at us, let them stare. And they're like, man, I wish I could have your confidence. And I'm like, well, shit. You know, in high school, it took me a while, but I eventually was like, you know, I knew that I wasn't popular and I didn't care to be, but I eventually got the mind frame of, if you don't like me, that's your fucking fault, and I don't need your approval to be happy. So that was me. I had a really hard time with it when I was addicted to drugs. My confidence was like zero, but since I've been sober, it's coming back, and especially in yoga, like bending funny, putting your butt in the air, you know, like stuff like that. It's kind of like, there's a pose called Happy Baby, and you lay on your back and you grab your feet like a baby and you rock side to side, and it's a really, really weird pose. Like, your butt's in the air, you're grabbing your feet, you look really silly, and it's just, you know, it's weird, but we all do it. And then I'm like, why do I care so much of how silly I look when I do this when everybody else is doing it too? So you know, I've gotten my confidence back a lot, and I'm back to my, if you don't like me, I don't give a fuck. And if you know, like, I'm doing something that looks stupid and you have the power in your mind to make fun of me, go ahead. Make fun of me. I am who I am. I'm fucking weird. And if you don't like it, that's your fault, not mine. So, yeah. We did request to do yoga next week at the park again. Just because, like, being outside versus in the yoga room is a lot. It was a lot more enjoyable, I guess. There was a breeze. The sun wasn't really out. It was out, but not. And then doing it in the grass with our yoga mats, it was like, I don't know. It was a better experience than a quiet room where the floor is freaking hard. And, you know, it was just a lot better out in nature, sort of. I mean, even with all the people staring at us, I enjoyed it a lot better than being in a room and just hearing the clock tick as we do yoga. So it was interesting. Therapy, in other words, is all right. I don't know. I don't really talk about what I talk about in therapy because it's like my secret space to go and talk about things that I really don't talk to other people about. And I guess most people will understand that. It's just easier to talk to somebody that I don't know about my problems and how I feel about things than it is to talk to people that I do know about my problems and how I feel about things. Because people I know, you know, like, some people are like, oh, well, get over it, you know? And I have a therapist who is like, oh, well, you know, we can work past this. And sometimes I'm like, no, we can't, motherfucker. But, you know, it's just, I really like therapy, and I don't really see it as something that, before, I would have been like, oh yeah, you know, therapy would be nice, but, like, I don't need some Dr. Phil motherfucker telling me, oh, well, you know, this, that, another thing. It's not like that, so, I don't know. Anywho, I don't know how long people make podcasts or how long people want to hear me freaking ramble. So I'm going to end this podcast right here at 13 minutes so you guys don't have to listen to a bunch of bullshit. So see you later. Look out for my next one.